You're listening to a Creative Disturbance podcast for the Bold Roast channel. I'm Josephine Porter.
And I'm Nilla Farisala. Today on the Bold Roast, we'll be talking about International Women's Day.
International Women's Day serves to recognize the achievements and struggles of all women and celebrate the potential and opportunities of future generations. International Women's Day was first held on March 19th of 1911 and was moved to March 8th in 1913. In 1975, International Women's Day was recognized by the United Nations and is now a national holiday in countries such as China, Russia, and Vietnam, just to name a few. It's even become sort of like Mother's Day, where children give presents to their mothers and grandmothers.
If you want to celebrate International Women's Day in Texas, you can check out the Women's Empowerment Conference at the Eastview campus of Austin Community College. The two-day conference starts on March 7th. Also on the 7th in Austin, the 101X Homegrown Live Festival features 2 days of homegrown bands that feature kick-ass ladies. The whole thing is free at the Spider House Cafe.
Coming up, our Strong Women Spotlight. But first, here's some fun facts.
Women were the first protest group in history to picket the White House when they were campaigning for the right to vote.
Elizabeth Cady Stanton was not only the mother of the women's suffrage movement, she was also the mother of 7 children. Fellow feminist Susan B. Anthony would babysit for her.
The very first women's college basketball game was played in 1896 between the University of California and Stanford.
In Russia, there are 9 million more women than men.
And women's hearts actually beat faster than men's. The average heart rate of a man is 70 beats per minute, while the average heart rate of a woman is 78.
The theme of International Women's Day 2015 is Make It Happen. So in today's Strong Women Spotlight, we're featuring 2 women who did just that.
First up, comedian, actress, writer, and producer, Roseanne Barr. Roseanne Barr was born on November 3, 1952 in Salt Lake City, Utah. When she was 18, Roseanne moved to Denver and soon after started waiting tables. Her comments and quick wit towards customers led her to doing stand-up at the restaurant, and then later in comedy clubs, where she created the character of the domestic goddess. Roseanne's big break came in 1985 when she was asked to perform on Johnny Carson's Tonight Show. It was considered an honor for a comic to make Carson laugh and then be invited to sit on his couch, and Roseanne did just that. More talk shows followed, which led to an HBO comedy special called The Roseanne Barr Show. The performance earned her an American Comedy Award for Funniest Female Performer in a Television Series. Her own sitcom, titled Roseanne and co-starring John Goodman, debuted in October of 1988. Roseanne plays the matriarch of a blue-collar family and expands her role as a no-nonsense, working domestic goddess. The show ran for 9 seasons, during which Roseanne won an Emmy, a Golden Globe, a Kids' Choice Award, and 3 more American Comedy Awards. Since the end of the sitcom, Roseanne has hosted a talk show, where she received an Emmy nomination for Outstanding Talk Show Host, guest starred on numerous TV shows, written memoirs, starred in reality shows, served as a judge on Last Comic Standing, and even received a presidential nomination from the Peace and Freedom Party in the 2012 elections. Roseanne Barr, congratulations. You get our strong woman salute.
Up next, a woman who has broken new ground in the world of comics, Gail Simone. If you don't read comic books, you've probably never heard of her, but currently she is one of the comic industry's leading writers. The comic industry, not unlike the gaming industry, is very male dominant. You have to really love what you're doing if you're willing to deal with negativity towards you day in and day out like Gail has. And just a little background history about Gail, she was a hairdresser who studied theater in college. She first came to fan attention through Women in Refrigerators, a website founded in 1999 by a small group of comic fans, including Gail. In response to a scene in Green Lantern number 54, in which Green Lantern's girlfriend, Alexandra DeWitt, was murdered and her corpse shoved into a refrigerator for the hero to find. The site was dedicated to identifying female superheroes who have been killed, raped, or otherwise suffered traumatic indignities as a plot device for a male character. The site brought her into contact with many people working in the comics industry. She now runs her blog, Women in Refrigerators, and is noted for raising awareness on the representation of women in comics. Not to condemn the industry for its use of women, but raise awareness of the tendency for female characters to be used as mere plot devices. Simone has stated that most female characters are targeted at male audiences through over-sexualization and advocates the creation of female characters that are equals to male characters. She's been noted as being one of the most influential women in the comic book industry.
Gail Simone, you get our strong woman salute.
Well, it looks like our time has come to an end. For more on International Women's Day or to look for events in your area, log on to internationalwomensday.com. I'm Nella Farsala.
And I'm Josephine Porter. Join us next time on The Bold Roast. Thanks so much for listening.
The Bold Roast was written and produced by Nellifer and Josephine. Klaus Milbitz did our theme music. Sound effects provided by freesound.org.
Creative Disturbance.